Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Focus Elf. We help entrepreneurs stay on track to hit their goals with unlimited project management and business support starting at just 50 cents a day. Visit gofocuself.com to get started. That's gofocuself.com. Today's guest is Greta Fremu-Yorn. Greta is a rapid mind reset specialist, bringing science and spirituality together to help you create extraordinary results that last. She holds a master's degree in biology, in addition to being certified in multiple energy healing modalities, Psych-K, Emotion Code, Body Code, and Belief Code, and Tantra Massage. Her BizHub is about that time when she discovered Bruce Lipton and how he changed her life. Greta, welcome to the show. Let's get into your
story.
Thank
you so much. All right, thank you. So I'm going to share how I discovered the key to the law of attraction, healed myself from chronic illness, and started manifesting what I want way faster than ever before. So when I was in my early 20s, I discovered the law of attraction, and I tried to follow the teachings, and it was really hard because it required a lot of willpower and doing the process, and I did not have the energy to do that because I was in a relationship that drained all my energy. Fast forward, I get out of that relationship and I get into a really good one. And in 2016, my now husband was stationed on a remote island in northern Norway, and I didn't want to live apart, so I insisted on going there to live together. And I was dreading it, so I paired negative thoughts with very strong negative emotions, which is the recipe for how you manifest a negative experience.
Oh, wow.
I manifested chronic headaches and migraines. I was on sick leave for months and months. I had a depression. And later on, I even manifested vaginismus, which is when you have a lot of pain during intercourse. So I manifested a lot of problems from that experience. And a friend of mine said, why don't you go to Portugal and visit my friend who has an olive farm there? So I said, yes, I needed to get out of that cold, horrible place. I traveled to Portugal and I visited this lovely woman. And she then told me about Bruce Lipton, who is a biologist who talks about epigenetics and the biology of belief. And so I watched his video, Biology of Belief, and he shares how your perception of the world shapes your experience of the world and your biology. So basically, your genes don't mean nearly as much as we used to think, but how you perceive the world determines what genes are translated into proteins, which is your biology. So if you change your beliefs, you can actually change your life and your biology. And at the end of that video, he says, my favorite belief change modality is Psych-K. So I shared this video with my sister because I was very excited. And she said, we are going to learn Psych-K. So my sister and I signed up for a Psych-K course in Belgium. We travel there. We learn the different techniques in Psych-K, which is a tool to reprogram the beliefs that are in your subconscious mind, which is kind of the hard drive of your body where all of your beliefs and programs are stored. And 95% of your behaviors originate in the subconscious mind. So if you can control what's in there, you can actually control the behaviors that you're not even aware of. And if 95% of your behaviors take you in the direction of what you want, then the need for willpower actually goes away. So I started practicing Psych-K with myself. Then I later added a few other tools like Emotion Code that helps you find and release trapped negative emotions. So you're getting rid of the emotional baggage that's holding you back. I released my heart wall. And eventually I was able to heal myself. I was able to heal the headaches, the migraines, depression, the vaginismus. And of course I moved away from that horrible place. So now I've manifested my dream home. I'm in a wonderful relationship with my husband. My health is better than it's been in many years. And I'm now doing my dream job, which is helping other women do the same.
Oh, wow. It's well, first of all, I'm so glad that you found him and it has helped you so much. And I think it's really interesting how our environment either takes us down or lifts us up.
And it's actually not the environment, it's your perception of the environment. It's really interesting because that's what epigenetics really is. It's how your perception of your environment affects your biology. So Bruce Lipton has this wonderful example of, let's say you and I are going for a walk. I'm a biologist. I love snakes. I found them fascinating. I just love them. And you're so scared of snakes. We go for a walk. You and I go for a walk. We see a snake. I stop. I smile. I'm so happy because the snake is so cute and so interesting. And you're so scared. You run for your life. The chemistry that's created in my body because of this event is wonderful, loving chemistry. I'm so relaxed. I'm having such a great experience. In your body, you're creating stress, running for your life. Really horrible chemistry compared to what I'm creating. And what's the difference? Our perception. It's the only difference.
I love this. Oh my gosh, Greta, this is mind blowing. And I mean, you're talking about the perception of the environment. How about the perception of ourselves?
Is also super important. Like the biggest problem most people have is that they don't have the belief that they are enough. I am not enough is the biggest problem. I recently talked to a client who she had a belief, I hate myself. And after we released that belief and did some other work, she had such big shifts, and we were working on speaking in front of people. And after we shifted that, her way of teaching and speaking completely changed. Her voice changed. Her stress levels went way down when she was giving presentations. So, if we don't believe that we love ourselves or that we are enough, then your ego's job, no matter what you believe about yourself and the world, your ego's job is to make sure that you are right. It's what keeps you alive. It's been working so long, it's kept me alive. If I'm not right, it's really dangerous. So it's going to manifest situations to prove that your beliefs are right. So if I don't love myself, I'm not gonna put myself in situations where I am loved. But if we change that to I love myself, people love me, I am wonderful, then suddenly that all changes. I actually had that experience because when I was in my early 20s, I used to think that people didn't like me. So that was my experience. And then I changed it to everybody loves me. I have friends everywhere and all. And it completely changed. And now that's how I feel. And the only thing that's changed is my belief, my perception.
Through inner work, that's so important. I think that what you say, that most of the people have this perception of themselves where they don't like themselves or they hate themselves, is very common. And we don't realize that until we have that information from somewhere else.
The thing is, it's in your subconscious mind, sub meaning below consciousness. So you don't really know what's in there because you don't see it.
Because you're too
So,
close to it.
well, the thing is, you see it because you see what's happening in your life that can give you some clues about what's in there. The way I figure out what's in there is I use muscle testing or kinesiology to communicate with the subconscious mind. So then I can get true or false and yes and no answers. So it's almost like having a keyboard and a computer screen connected to the hard drive that is your subconscious mind. So I can figure out what's in there. And then adding to that the tools to change what's in there, to delete something and add what you want instead. And I found you can do the same with repetition, affirmations. You repeat the same positive thing 1,000 times and you hope that it sticks. But with the tools I have, you do the same process in a couple of minutes and it's done. It's changed. It's reprogrammed. And that's what's so cool about this. It's so fast.
That's so fascinating. Greta, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
I help women step into their power in their relationships and in their sexuality. And I use the most efficient tools available to release emotional baggage and reprogram the subconscious mind so that they can achieve extraordinary results really fast. And the best place to find me is either my website or Instagram. My website is coachgreta.com. That's CoachGrethe.com. My Instagram is also Coach Greta. You can find me on Facebook and YouTube as well, where I share my best tips, tricks, and hacks to manifest what you want.
Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Greta, for coming on and sharing her story about the key to the law of attraction from biology. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you want help getting your business back on track, the elf can help. Visit gofocuself.com and get started with us for just 50 cents a day. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.